You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Listen up, you desk-bound web surfer, social media maven, Angry Birds recovering addict, you. Commentator Gary Borders wants to run something by you.
Younger people have a hard time realizing it wasn't that long ago the World Wide Web was a novelty, accessed with painfully slow dial-up modems. At the outset, access required one to be tethered to a computer, but no more. We can check email, Facebook, and use Google to settle bar bets on our phone, sometimes by using voice commands. Teenagers take all this for granted. Few students in my mass communication class even know what a modem is. They can't wrap their arms around a world where one had to call a reference librarian to find out who won the 1941 World Series. They would just Google it. A thought occurred the other day that could revolutionize the American workplace in this post-internet era. I have figured out how to reduce the work week in white-collar America by 25%. This only applies to people who spend most of their days staring at computer screens. That's somewhere around 60% of American workers. This is admittedly a radical concept, but one that could increase productivity and offer folks more leisure time. It could even free up seats at computers in crowded offices for possibly putting more folks to work. Here's my idea. People who make their living doing something on a computer, customer service, data entry, newspaper reporters, whoever, would have to agree to forego all non-work-related use of the internet. No answering personal email, checking one's Facebook page to see what silly saying that someone has posted, or where your friends are headed to lunch. No checking the box scores from last night's Rangers game or bidding to buy a 1956 National guitar on eBay. The computer would only be used to do the work that brings in the paycheck. In exchange for banning all non-work use of a computer, employees would work a 32-hour week for their previous 40-hour pay. How those hours were carved out would be up to the employer, who would also use lockout devices created by computer geeks to ensure there was no surreptitious web surfing. Some folks might work 4 8-hour days and get an extra day off, while others might work other variations. Now, some of you doubtless believe I've turned into some type of French-loving socialist, but I base my proposal on years of observing people at work in white-collar settings. My longtime hunch has been that folks with internet access spend about a fourth of their day looking at sites that have nothing to do with work. It's a few minutes here, 10 minutes before and after lunch, or the last hour of the day since the boss left early to play golf. Surveys show that white-collar workers are productive only 65 to 75% of the time. Still, the work gets done. If people weren't doing the work required, likely as not, the boss would find someone else to do the job. It's a buyer's market for employers in these days of still high unemployment. Some might argue that people need that downtime during the day to play Angry Birds on their desktop before opening another Excel spreadsheet. Fine, those folks can keep on working 9 to 5, furtively clicking the minimize icon each time the boss strolls by. My proposal would require flexibility in the workplace that might be a stretch for some employers. Workers would have to park their cell phones as well. Otherwise, they would just keep on tweeting and surfing and still get to leave early. I'm quite certain that none of you listening waste a fourth of the workday cruising the internet, but I bet all of you know folks who do. I am also certain my proposal will go nowhere. That's fine. I have to go check my Facebook page now.
Commentator Gary Borders teaches journalism at Kilgore College. You can find his work at garyborders.com. He'd like to hear your thoughts if you find yourself with a bit of downtime. Morning Edition continues in a moment.